tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here with Trucker Randy, your defending fathers on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, October 16, 2024 edition. Just want to let you know that we have some construction going on here at the home studio. One of our new sponsors is installing their product into the home studio. We will be taking it for a test drive, and then you guys will be hearing about it probably next week. So want to just let you know, you could hear some saws in the background, some noises. Construction guys are here coming in and out. So just bear with us as we go through this construction today. What happened at the rally yesterday in Detroit as the One Fair Wage event kicked off roughly at about 10 o'clock yesterday morning? The rally was basically to discuss the Michigan State Supreme Court's ruling that gradually is going to create a system where tipped employees earn $15 per hour, along with all other minimum wage workers, as well as tips. One Fair Wage was involved in a signature gathering effort to ask voters back in 2018 if Michigan should reach a $12 per hour minimum wage by 2022. Back then in 2018, that was going to be 4 years away. Now it's 2 years ago. The problems, the discussion at the time, what impact would this have on inflation? What would it have on businesses? What would it do to the overall economy as they eventually phased out Michigan's tipping system, basically eliminating tips for tipped workers here in the state of Michigan? Well, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the lawmakers, that was the legislature, then led by Republicans, unconstitutionally amended the ballot proposal during the very same legislative session term. They adopted it and thereby prevented it from being placed on the ballot. In the same legislative session, after adopting it, they amended it. Michigan Supreme Court ruled, set up a schedule where tipped employees, for example, bartenders, wait staff, will earn a full minimum wage of about $15 an hour by February 21st of 2030. These changes and how things would be affected will go into effect February 21st of 2025, basically giving them a gradual pay increase every single year until they are at $15 an hour by February 21st, 2030. Basically, 5 years from when it first goes into effect. Now, here's what it actually is trying to do. Currently, tipped workers are paid $3.98 an hour as a very minimum wage to go along toward their tips. However, the tips usually end up making more than the $15 an hour that is proposed by the One Fair Wage effort. Some of the people at the event yesterday in Detroit included the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, State Representative Helena Scott of Detroit, as well as one of the Michigan Supreme Court Justices, Richard Bernstein. He was one of the four justices that ruled that the legislature's 2018 actions were unconstitutional. Well, Gilchrist described the effort, this is the lieutenant governor, that was during the lead up to the July 31st ruling by the Supreme Court. This effort is about creating space and opportunity and a path to help the wealth of all people. I am proud and appreciative for the values represented in this fight and the energy that is brought to it every single day. However, I want you to continue to keep the same kind of energy in finding ways to fight for working people, Gilchrist said. He was using his remarks to promote the election cycle's Democratic candidates. These right kind of economic future is the economic future where everybody has the confidence to know that they can thrive, survive, and absolutely take advantage of the American dream. Feeling that they have not been left out of any opportunities. Gilchrist, the lieutenant governor, did not directly say what he anticipates the legislature's next move to be, nor did he detail what the governor's stance is on addressing and dealing with this ruling. As far as the Supreme Court Justice Bernstein, although he said he could not speak about politics or cases, he said that the fair wage gives people their dignity and sense of pride. But here's the problem. Here is the problem they're failing to understand. The real world economics, micro macro economics of how this will impact small businesses in Michigan and what will it do to the restaurant industry. That's something we very much support our small local restaurants in our listening area. Iron Pig Smokehouse, for example, Tuesdays with Ian Murphy, helping promote his restaurant, his business expansion, going into a second location, Gaylord South, basically is what they're calling it. What impact will it have on the industry as a whole? Not all restaurants are set up the way Ian has, basically your counter service, where you come up to the counter, you're given a menu, you stand in line, you place your order, you pay for your order, they give you a number for you to go and find your table you'd like to eat at, and then a wait person brings your order out when the kitchen has it prepared. You don't have an actual waitress taking your order at the table. But other restaurants, especially other mom-pa locations, do it exactly that way. They have waitresses that come, take your order, greet you. Sit, when you sit down, would you like something to drink? Here's the menu. Here's the specials for today. As you think about your selection, they go get your drinks, come back, and take your order. How is that going to impact if they are told that they have to start paying these people $12 an hour and gradually increase it to $15 an hour by February of 2030. Well, MERS News Service was all over this. They said they've tried to interview people at the event, and they found out that many of the attendees were actually from other states. 60-some people were actually at the rally. Well, guess what? Many were from Illinois, Chicago area, as well as New York. Yes, they actually bussed people in, flew them in, however they got here, to Detroit to attend this rally. A couple of the people they spoke to, for example, 37-year-old James Simmons, 36-year-old Antonio Jackson, were based in Chicago. And what they wanted to talk about was the national effort to increase minimum wage standards across the entire country. Jackson, 36 years old, has worked as a professional cleaner, a dishwasher, a warehouse employee, moving furniture, food shipments. Simmons, 37 years old, had been a dishwasher and a cook at a country-style restaurant in Texas. their specialty, their known for famous meal, was their homemade Texas meatloaf and cornbread. In the interview, they said this right now is booming. This is the best news you can hear because people will start being able to live off of what they make, Simmons said, about how out-of-state folks are perceiving the ruling made by the Michigan Supreme Court. Now, here's the interesting dynamic to that. Michigan's ruling, folks, is legally the first ruling court opinion, basically case precedent, in the entire country. This is potentially being tried to be implemented in other states around the country. Michigan is the point of the spear. Very, very interesting. Now, he goes on to make a statement. The reason that they are doing this is many people working in the food industry, service industry, don't even own a car. They have to make it to work. They're forced to take Uber or Lyft rides. They can't afford taxis or other sources of public transportation. So basically, they have to spend money just to get to work to start their work day. Basically, not making enough money to even be able to afford a vehicle to drive yourself to work. Another individual that MERS News Service spoke to was Sam McClellan. He said he's worked at Bob Evans restaurants in Madison Heights for 38 years. I know that Bob Evans in Madison Heights. I know exactly where it is. As a matter of fact, I think we've had lunches and brunches there. She explained her restaurant already experiences slow days when she is sent home before her shift ends. She noticed that her tips started to slow down right before and during the COVID-19 pandemic. After a six-hour shift, McClellan said she probably made minimum wage, which is in Michigan right now, $10.33 per hour. She said, based on her cash tips and sub-minimum wage that she's currently being paid because they were slow, she probably netted about that amount. They probably would want to kick everybody out and have nobody working there at all, perhaps having the managers do all the work. As a matter of fact, half of them do so already. We're going to talk about that point right there. Wrap up this story. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this story, and again, we're going to get Ian Murphy's take on this on Tuesday. One of the things that they're looking at is using Michigan basically as the tip of the spear in having the Michigan Supreme Court making the ruling that they made, the changes that they've done to the law, and how it's going to be implemented here in the state of Michigan. Now, one of the things that these people from outside of Michigan who came in to attend this One Fair Wage rally, Texas, Illinois, and New York, these people are using Michigan as basically their template. They're going to try to use the Michigan Supreme Court's decision and how it gets implemented in Michigan, how it's going to basically affect Michigan businesses. It's going to be watched like a hawk. We will be the epicenter of this story going forward because of what they plan to do in other states. We're basically the guinea pig. Now, many businesses are saying, and many waiters and waitresses, are already concerned about whether or not their job is even going to exist. We even heard from Ian Murphy. He mentioned how he has already been approached by a company that sells robots. Other people texted into the show yesterday mentioned how they've already seen robots in work right now in small work restaurants here in Michigan. Had a report of one up in Hessel in the UP. Downstate Kim mentioned about a Japanese restaurant using one downstate. I haven't experienced it yet here in Michigan, but it's coming. Why? You purchase the robot, you don't have to pay for their sick days. You don't have to provide health benefits. You don't have to provide any insurances. You don't have to pay workman's comp. It's a robot. It's a mechanical device. It's not a human being. You lay out initially, I think Ian said, $20,000 to $30,000. You own the robot. You're done. Now, how are we going to feel about going into a restaurant and being served our food by a robot? Kind of an interesting take on this whole thing. Lastly, And this is exactly, I think, getting down to the effort, the crust of the matter. When the managers are forced to do all of the work, half of them are already doing so, according to this waitress at Bob Evans down in Madison Heights. She said, based on staff shortages, employers potentially having to pay higher wages, this whole system could come down to a crash. McClellan said, if this happens, people think that we will end up getting more than the current $3.98 per hour minimum wage. If they think that we're making more than that, they may not tip us at all. So overall, it'll probably end up being the same, but we need to know if we even are going to have a job. In the prospect of having to pay these higher minimum wages, many companies are saying that they may lay people off. Some businesses in Michigan are saying they may close altogether. So this is, again, government getting involved in private industry, thinking that they're basically solving a problem that really doesn't even exist. Again, if you look at the Detroit Chamber, Regional Chamber of Commerce's own data, the average is almost $20 an hour already. When you factor in the $3.98 an hour minimum wage plus their tips, on average, you're looking at $20 an hour. Some of the higher end restaurants, wait staff there are reporting $50 to $60 an hour on average is what they're being paid. As a matter of fact, there are some waitresses and waiters who only work certain shifts on Friday and Saturdays only. They work the dinner hour on Friday and Saturday nights, making enough money from those 2 days that basically they can go and do other work to supplement their income and not have to rely on tips through the entire week. So again, this is going into effect, folks, February of 2025. February 21st is the first step as to when this will be implemented. Other small businesses are going to be impacted by it as well. If you've got a young person starting off, a resume builder type of situation, a young kid out of middle school or high school wants a part-time job, cleaning up the shop, doing whatever, well, bottom line is, you're going to end up having to pay them more money per hour, and that job may disappear. We'll be monitoring this. Give me any text messages of any reports that you guys have. Christine Gray down in Northville says, hope the restaurant owners and staff pay attention to who's running for judges. Talking about, of course, Fink and O'Grady, O'Grady and Fink for Michigan Supreme Court on November 5th. Other text messages, we'll get to those. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.